In a world filled with a lot of religious noise, can we know the truth? Hello, I'm Phil Sanders, and this is a Bible study in search of the Lord's way. And today we're exploring how we can know the truth.
In all the hurry and hustle and confusion of modern living, the Lord has the way. We believe that the Bible is the revelation of His way. We invite you to join us in search of the Lord's way with Phil Sanders.
Welcome to In Search of the Lord's Way. We're here to search the Scriptures for God's will. Many are seeking the truth in these confused days, and they want to trust what comes from God. Well, we can find the assurance of our faith by turning to the promises of God. There are many good reasons to believe in God and in Scripture. With so many voices claiming so many different things, we turn to the Scriptures to find out what is true and what's not. Thanks for taking time with us today. We'd love to hear from you, and we want to be a part of your life each week. The Scriptures claim that we can know the truth. The Lord Jesus promised in John 8:31-2, that if you continue in My Word, then you are truly disciples of Mine, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Later, Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through Me. The Lord Jesus told Pilate in John 18:37, for this I have been born, and for this I have come into the world, to testify to the truth, and everyone who is of the truth hears My voice. The Lord Jesus promised the apostles in John 14:26, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in My name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you. Jesus further promised in John 16:13, that the Spirit of truth will guide them, that is the apostles, into all the truth. Now, God gave all the truth to the apostles of Jesus in the first century. And sadly, voices in later centuries began changing the truth to fit their desires. To find the truth, we must go back to the Lord and His Scriptures. Now, we offer this study, We Can Know the Truth, free. If you'd like a printed copy and live in the United States, mail your request to In Search of the Lord's Way, Post Office Box 371, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083, or send an email to searchtv@searchtv.org. Or you can call our toll-free telephone number. That number is 1-800-321-8633. Now, for our viewers outside the United States, we have programs and free materials on our website, searchtv.org, and also on YouTube. We'll now worship in song. We'll read from 1 Peter 1, 22-25, and consider the question, can we know the truth? Our reading today comes from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 22 to 25, and there Peter is urging the people to turn to the truth and to be able to know that the Word of God does not change. Since you have, in obedience to the truth, purified your souls for sincere love of the brethren, fervently love one another from the heart. For you have been born again, not of seed, which is perishable, but imperishable, that is through the living and enduring Word of God. For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers, and the flower falls off, but the Word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the Word which was preached to you. That's a challenging statement for us to look at what was preached to them to find the truth. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we're thankful that You have revealed Your truth to us, that we can know it and can obey it. And Father, we pray that You will always give us the desire and the willingness to do as You have commanded us. This is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen. Living in challenging times filled with outright lies and truths that have been twisted. We hear people who call themselves Christians and yet contradict the clear teaching of Scripture. From the beginning, Satan has contradicted God and led people away from God. The Lord Jesus said to the Jews who denied that He was God's Son in John 8:44, He said, "You are of your father, the devil, and you want to do the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there's no truth in him. Whenever he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own nature, for he is a liar and the father of lies." False prophets and false teachers have corrupted the minds of men all through the ages. We read in Jeremiah 23:16, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, do not listen to the words of the prophets who are prophesying to you. They are leading you into futility. They speak a vision of their own imagination, not from the mouth of the Lord." Well, false prophets are still imagining things and leading people astray. The Lord Jesus warned in Matthew 7:15, "Beware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves." Now, these people pretend to teach the truth, but they exploit blind people. Paul told the elders at Ephesus in Acts 20:29-30, "I know that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. And from among your own selves men will arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away the disciples after them." Paul gave them a way to overcome this challenge in Acts 20:32. He said, "And now I commend you to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified." The Apostle Peter predicted in 2 Peter 2:1, "But false prophets also arose among the people, just as there will also be false teachers among you, who will secretly introduce destructive heresies, even denying the Master who bought them, bringing swift destruction upon themselves." Yes, false teaching leads people to be lost eternally. And this is why we must take seriously what we teach and preach. Paul warned in 2 Timothy 4, verses 1 to 4, I solemnly charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by His appearing in His kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with great patience and instruction. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they'll accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires, and will turn away their ears from the truth and will turn aside to myths. People still make up myths like evolution. Christians must keep the Old Testament law, some say. Faith only salvation, some say. Or the 1,000-year reign of Christ on earth, that's a myth. The answer to every error, every heresy, and every spiritual and moral lie can be found in the written Word of God. Can people distinguish what is right from wrong, good from bad, or truth from error? How can we know the truth? Some people say we can't know the truth. But the Lord Jesus promised, you will know the truth and the truth will make you free, John 8:32. We can trust the Lord and His Word. Some will ask, well, how do we know that God exists and the Bible is true? Well, first, we know there is a God because He left us a witness in the world that He created. David wrote in Psalm 19, 1-2, that the heavens are telling of the glory of God, and their expanse, their firmament, is declaring the work of His hands. Day to day pours forth speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. Only an all-powerful, all-wise God could create and organize the universe. Romans 1:19 reminds us, for since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes, His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made. The incredible design from the universe to the human body, to our DNA, show that there must be a God. Moreover, the moral inner man declares there must have been a moral governor. Science can't explain either the consciousness of man or the moral nature of humans apart from a Creator. In Him we live and move and have our very being. We couldn't exist unless we had a Creator. Second, fulfilled prophecies of the Old Testament reveal God's divine nature and control over this universe. The Lord said in Genesis 8:22, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. And it hasn't ceased in all these thousands of years. Your calendar and your clock are set by God's sustaining hand. God spoke through Old Testament prophets, telling us when, that is Daniel 2:44, during that fourth kingdom, and where, that is Micah 5:2 in Bethlehem, how Jesus would be born and where. It also tells us how He would die, that He would be pierced through His hands and feet, and that He would be raised up again, Psalm 16, verse 10. God predicted Israel would serve Babylon for 70 years in Jeremiah 25:11 to 12. And you know what they did? The prophet Isaiah, speaking for God, said in Isaiah 46:9 to 10, for I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is no one like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times things which have not been done, saying, my purpose will be established and I will accomplish all my good pleasure. The Bible is the only book, ancient or modern, that contains specific prophecies spoken centuries before they came to pass. And they came to pass just as they said. There's no one like God and no book like the Bible. Third, the miracles that Jesus performed in the first century reveal that He is truly the Son of God. John 20:30 to 31 says, therefore many other signs, that is miracles, Jesus also performed in the presence of His disciples, which are not written in this book. But these have been written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing, you may have life in His name. Jesus didn't do things in a corner, but in front of multitudes. He fed 5,000 men, not counting the women and children. Later, He fed 4,000. When Jesus raised Lazarus in John 11, some witnesses ran to the chief priests to let them know. In John 11, 47 and 48 says, "Therefore the chief priests and the Pharisees convened a council and were saying, 'What are we doing? For this man is performing many signs, and if we let him go on like this, all men will believe in him, and the Romans will come and take away both our place and our nation.'" Why, even the enemies of Jesus knew that He could truly work miracles. He was a threat to them because He was truly the Messiah, the Son of God. When Peter and John, by God's power, healed the 40-year-old lame man at the temple, the chief priests and the council called them in. The people saw the truth of this public miracle, and the council was faced with a problem. And so the council conferred with one another in Acts 4:16, saying, "What shall we do with these men? For the fact that a noteworthy miracle has taken place through them is apparent to all who live in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it." There was no question in the minds of the enemies of Christ that God was behind these undeniable miracles. Hebrews 2, verses 2 to 4 says, "For if the words spoken through angels proved unalterable, and every transgression and disobedience received a just penalty, how will we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? After it was first spoken through the Lord, it was confirmed to us by those who heard, God also testifying with them both by signs and wonders and by various miracles and by gifts of the Holy Spirit, according to His own will." The miracles of the first century confirm that God's message is not only true, but also authoritative. And we will be judged by God's Word. And this is why we must take it seriously. Fourth, the resurrection of Jesus Christ reveals the power of God. David prophesied 1,000 years before Christ in Psalm 16:10, "For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to undergo decay." Peter cited this passage in Acts 2:31 and applied it to the resurrection of Jesus. Now, the Lord Jesus Himself predicted before His death that He would die and that He would be resurrected on the third day. Matthew 20, verses 18 and 19 say, "Behold, we're going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered to the chief priests and scribes, and they will condemn Him to death and will hand Him over to the Gentiles to mock and scourge and crucify Him. And on the third day, He will be raised up." Now, all of this happened exactly as Jesus predicted. Though they doubted the resurrection, that is, some of the apostles did, at first, He proved Himself to them. Acts 1, verse 3 says, "To these He also presented Himself alive after His suffering by many convincing proofs, appearing to them over a period of 40 days and speaking of the things concerning the kingdom of God." Now, the apostles saw Him, heard Him, touched Him, and even fed Him. And though Thomas doubted what the other disciples told him at first about seeing Jesus, Jesus patiently proved Himself to Thomas. John 20, 27 to 28 says, "Then He said to Thomas, 'Reach here with your finger and see My hands, and reach here your hand and put it into My side, and do not be unbelieving, but believing.' Thomas answered and said to Him, 'My Lord and my God.'" 1 Corinthians 15 reveals a list of people who saw the Lord after His resurrection. He showed Himself to men, women, His disciples, and to a multitude. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15:6, "And after that He appeared to more than 500 brethren at one time, most of whom remain until now, but some have fallen asleep." When Paul wrote this, there were hundreds of witnesses who could testify the resurrection is true. Yes. People may scoff at the resurrection today, but the eyewitnesses never denied it. He rose from the dead, and they took up their crosses and followed Him. Fifth, God's very nature is to tell the truth. Numbers 23:19 says that God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good? Paul proclaimed in 2 Corinthians 1, verses 18 to 20, "But as God is faithful, our word to you is not yes and no. For the Son of God, Christ Jesus, who was preached among you by me and Silvanus and Timothy, was not yes and no, but is yes in Him. For as many as are the promises of God, in Him they are yes. Therefore also through Him is our Amen, to the glory of God through us." God does not lie. He, in Titus 1 verse 2, it says it very clearly. We can trust Him to keep His promises. We can have confidence because He is all-powerful and nothing is impossible to Him. We can trust God because He is all-loving and will never abandon us. We can trust His integrity since God keeps His word and His promises. And we must also take His commandments and His warnings seriously. God means what He says. He doesn't stutter. He doesn't hesitate. He doesn't change His mind a little bit later on. He will reward the righteous and the penitent who turn to Him with willing and obedient hearts. But He will punish those who ignore or reject Him. And if we know He speaks the truth, then we must honor what He says. Do you? Let's pray together. Oh, Father, help us to be obedient children, to love You with all our heart and soul and mind and strength, and to have a knowledge of Your will, and to do it gladly because we love You and want to serve You. This is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen. First Peter 1, 22-23 says, "Since you have in obedience to the truth purified your souls for a sincere love of the brethren, fervently love one another from the heart. For you have been born again, not of seed which is perishable, but imperishable, that is, through the living and enduring Word of God." Now, God purifies our souls when we obey the truth. We're born again by obeying the Word of God delivered in Scripture in the first century. Now, church councils and creeds, whether old or new, cannot change all the truth the Lord gave to the apostles. If God gave us all the truth in the first century, and He did, then we have no need for modern-day prophets or human councils that think they can erase or change what God said in Scripture. And unless we study what the Bible actually says, we can be easily confused or deceived. God's Word stands as the truth that will judge us on the last day, not doctrines and traditions that arose centuries later. The truth sets us free, not human traditions. We must believe and obey the Lord, not religious dogma. To become a Christian, believe the Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Repent and turn from sin to righteousness out of love. Confess your faith and be baptized, that is, immersed in water, into Christ. Be baptized into Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Now, people in the first century didn't say a sinner's prayer. They repented and were baptized, just as Acts 2:38 teaches. When you're baptized in water, you're baptized into Christ and His death, Romans 6, verses 3 to 7. Now, the blood of Christ washes away your sin and causes you to have newness of life. Baptism unites us with Christ, and it reveals our faith in the working of God who forgives our sins. Now, we hope our study, Can We Know the Truth, has led you to study God's Word more deeply. If you live in the United States and want a free printed copy, send your request to In Search of the Lord's Way, Post Office Box 371, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083, or send an email to searchtv@searchtv.org, or call the Search Office toll free 1-800-321-8633. Now, for all our viewers outside the United States, we have free programs and biblical materials on our website, searchtv.org. Search is also on YouTube, so subscribe to our channel, Search TV Ministry, and then like the programs. We also offer free Bible correspondence courses. Now, we're not asking for money. We're here to help you draw close to God. Show God your love by worshiping at church. You need a church family. And if you can attend, don't neglect worshiping at church. There's probably a Church of Christ near you. And if you're looking for a healthy, biblical church home, we'll gladly help you find one. Check out our church map on searchtv.org. Well, we'll be back next week, Lord willing. So keep searching God's Word with us. Tell a friend about the program and let them know that you're watching and that you want them to watch as well. And as always, we say to you, God bless you, and we love you from all of us at In Search of the Lord's Way.